I'm Valerie Bogle, owner of Flourish Magazine Style Photography, where we help our clients to feel at ease and comfortable in front of the camera so we can create photos of themselves they love and will want to share both personally and professionally.
I will be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing, keep up the hustling.
Welcome to Hustleberg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg, and I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build their own digital marketing strategy and still get results. As an entrepreneur here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow small business owners about what they do and sharing that conversation with you. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately. One of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioStPete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available for you to view on YouTube and BeyondYourSideHustle.com. Just visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch your favorite episode of Hustleberg. If you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe. And if you would, also rate and review the episode as well, because it sends us the right signals to know how the conversations add value for you. Finally, if you're interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode and you own a small business here in St. Pete, let us know by visiting BeyondYourSideHustle.com/podcast guest. So, Valerie, why are you providing magazine-style photography shoots to create photos that people love?
Well, this is a bit of a long answer, I think. I hear over and over again that people don't like having their picture taken. So loving photo shoots is a bonus when we make it fun, but it goes back further. So I learned, as many girls, I grew up with a lack of self-confidence. And I remember when I was like 7 or 8 years old, being in, you know, grade school, there were a couple of boys that picked on me all the time. And I just remember feeling ugly and like I didn't fit in. And of course, I think that stuff's gotten worse in today's world with social media and all of that. But you, as girls especially, are always comparing yourselves to every other girl and the girls in the magazines and TV. So I never really saw myself as being pretty or good enough or like one of the popular girls or whatever. So fast forward many years, I got told a lot that I was photogenic, and I never saw what other people saw. And of course, your mom tells you those things, but she's supposed to do that. So before I went into photography, I was a designer and art director. So a lot of what I did was doing photo shoots and hiring models. And there was one particular shoot that I did for Royal Caribbean Cruises. And I hired all the models. We worked everything out. We were up before sunrise, not back till after sunset. The models just kind of showed up and did their little thing until we were ready and reading and napping. And they were getting paid so much more than me that I thought, I don't know, maybe there's something to this being photogenic thing that I should look into. So, came back home, called the talent agents, one of the ones that I booked through a lot, and said, you know, can you tell me about what's involved in doing this? And we met. Long story short, I ended up getting pictures taken and did modeling for many years. And what I learned was that once you're in front of the camera of someone that knows how to light you well, direct you well, help you to feel comfortable, you can get some pretty incredible pictures of just about anybody. And I finally had pictures where I thought I looked good. And the confidence I gained from that was like, it's hard to explain. So what I realize now is I help my clients with that confidence level. I help them to relax and they have a good time and they end up with photos that they actually love. So
now how is it that you go about creating those experiences to make it such a positive impact on their self-confidence and make these shoots something that they're going to be particularly proud of? What does that look like?
Well, the details matter. So I'm definitely very detailed, and it's kind of a process. I start with my clients first. So I do both business and personal type of photography, but either way, I start with them with a phone consultation where we talk about what their goals are, what they're after from a business standpoint. Where are you planning on using pictures? If it's personal, are you going to hang them on the walls or hand them out? And do you have a vision of what that's supposed to be or other things that you like? And I have a questionnaire for my branding clients that just gives me more and more, like, depending on what their level of understanding of their own brand is. It helps me to conceptualize what the shots are. Then I go to their house. I go through their closet with them. I pull out a bunch of different outfits that they might not put together because we all get in like a rut. This goes with this, this goes with this, you know? So I pair a bunch of things together for the client, and if there's anyone else in the shoot with them, then they come into the studio. They have everything that they know that they need. We do hair and makeup. So they have like an hour to kind of ease into the whole idea. Everyone almost comes in saying, I hate this. I hate having my picture taken. It's like a necessary evil. I said yesterday with a client, I'm like, I feel like I need to do an ad campaign that says, I'm not the dentist. It'll be fun. You know, like, it's like the worst thing ever. And then once they come in, they start relaxing. I pose them. I reassure them, you don't have to know what to do. I'm going to walk you through every single move. And as soon as they start going, I'll show them a picture. And on a regular basis, I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that's me. Is that me? You know, like from that second, then the nerves kind of settle. So it's, you know, then we just have fun with it. So it's 2 or 3 hours of just like running through different scenarios, different outfits, different sets, and they feel like a supermodel. So it's fun.
Now, who is it that's going to benefit the most from having a photo shoot with Flourish? And you mentioned having multiple facets to how you operate, the different types of shoots that you do. So kind of give us a little bit about each of the types, both from the business photography to the more personal photo shoot, magazine style photo shoots that you offer through Flourish.
Yeah, so I'd say my ideal client I've found is typically the professional woman between 30 and 60. They tend to be the decision makers when it comes to family photos, especially.
Sure.
But if they have business, you know, attorneys, lawyers, luxury realtors, they're trying to get to the next level and elevate their own image. So they recognize quality and enjoy the finer things and are striving both personally and professionally to succeed in life. So that's my ideal client. The benefits are, like I was mentioning with the confidence, I've even been doing like teen confidence building photo shoots because it's such an odd and challenging age for young kids.
Sure.
But like I said about my experience, when you start to see pictures you see of yourself that you actually like, it does something for your confidence. And so you kind of walk away from that going, you know, I try to let people know you're no different than people that you see on the magazine or in TV or whatever, because they've got lighting and makeup and hair and got, you know, posing and props and everything else. Like, it's all key. Not to mention retouching on the back end. So just get rid of any, you know, flaws or little detail things that unnecessary. So, so I think it just helps personally and professionally with confidence, whether it's in building your business or just, you know, feeling better about who you are.
Now, how was it that Flourish came about? You've had years of experience in the field, but what made you start your own thing with Flourish?
Well, like I mentioned, I was an art director, so I was around the camera for a long time, and I was modeling alongside that as well in front of the camera. And then I was working, I had my own design business, worked with an ad agency. My last stint with the ad agency, I ran all of the Marriott branding work, was my main client for all their different brands. And once we kind of like made it through all of the stuff that had to happen, which was a several year project, I ended up getting laid off. But it was a huge answer to prayers. I mean, I was kind of, once you've worked for yourself and then go back to having a job, it's really challenging. At least it was for me. So I was looking, you know, for the right time to go back to working for myself. And they just kind of, you know, were the catalyst for that to happen to the time that it did. So I kind of thought, you know, I don't know if I want to keep doing design. And I've been involved with a lot of photo shoots and working with photographers and art directing, you know, maybe I'll just get my own camera and start shooting, because I always loved it. I just never really did it for work. So that was it. My husband told me to take some time off. I said, nah, just get a camera. And so I got laid off and like 1 month started a photography business the next. So, yeah.
Now, you're not just somebody who's running around with a camera. You actually have studio space. Tell me a little bit about that, what that offers, how, you know, clients can utilize that space to make the most of a photo shoot that they do with you.
Well, it's nice. For one, because we have controlled environment, especially in Florida, we can shoot, you know, pretty much all year long. I have controlled lighting, so we're not at the mercy of the sun or the rain or whatever. And the way I have my studio, so if you can kind of see it behind me, I've got like a hair and makeup station, and you know, a dining room set, which can be used for a dining room table for a set. I've got a little cafe behind me, a living room set up. I've got the usual, you know, backdrops, seamless paper backdrops, and another little setup. I've got a bedroom set up for boudoir, or I did a mommy and me shoot where they're, you know, like pillow fighting or whatever in the bed. Okay. And so there's just all these things that are available. So we can, you know, provide a bunch of variety without even having to leave the studio. So it's nice.
That's an awesome thing to have.
Yeah.
Now, what resources do you have that you're using to help you build your business? I'm talking about books, podcasts, video series, business coach, whatever it is that's really helping you to succeed that you could share with us. About how it is that you are growing and learning about continuing to grow your business.
So I have a couple of different photography mentors that have been there, done that, and are killing it. And they have just kind of started sharing their wealth. They have a little bit of a different approach, but I'm on board with both of them. They both bring a lot to the table. And most recently, I actually signed up with one of them with an accountability group and coaching. So I'm, you know, just having them push and learn from, you know, learn what not to do and how to do things even better moving forward. So it's exciting.
Now, what is one thing that you would want every member of the Hustleberg community to know about photography in the way that you do things? And, you know, you've talked a lot about kind of the behind the scenes and the self-confidence, but what is one thing that you would want to make sure that they know when it comes to photography, especially if they're looking to have it done for them?
I think photography is very powerful. So, you know, if you think about the one thing aside from your family and loved ones, obviously, and pets that you would save if your house were on fire, it's the photos. Like, people would grab the pictures because there's so much in there. On a personal level, they freeze time and they conjure up memories and, you know, every time you look at them. So on a business level, pictures help to communicate to your target audience that you are indeed the professional that you're claiming to be. You believe in your business enough to invest in doing all the different aspects of what's necessary. You know, not only do you have a good and amazing and functional website, you have pictures that represent you and your staff and the realness of who you are so that people can get to know you and not just using stock photography like everyone else does. And that helps show them that you take it seriously. They feel like they get to know you better. They get a sense of knowing who you are, and you're kind of building a relationship and creating credibility just by them viewing you and the things you have to see, offer to say and do.
Now, I'm not sure if you know this. I know the members of Hustleberg, you know, anybody who's ever watched or listened to an episode knows this. I'm not somebody who believes that something is a failure. Rather, it's a lesson that I've learned, whether it's about how not to do something or it's about how to do something better. What would you say is the most important lesson that you've learned in your business?
Just one. There's so
just
many.
The most important one.
I would say that there's so much more to running a business than just the one little thing that you have been dreaming of doing that is what got you started in it. And it's really important to surround yourself with other people that have gone before you and have done what you want to do, and find a way to connect with them and learn from them, and to recognize that there's never a lack of work. There's plenty of work for everyone. So that was a big one to get over, because you think like, oh, everybody's my competition and I don't want to do this.
Sure.
But, you know, not everyone's for everyone, and you are for someone. So
right. And it's not a fixed pie. You know, we all have the opportunity to prosper. Now, how is it that most of your clients find out about you? What are you doing from an advertising and marketing perspective that gets Flourish in front of them?
Well, by default, my clients tend to share their pictures. So that works by itself. I get calls, you know, almost anytime we finish a shoot and I deliver photos almost within a couple of days, someone's calling, I saw so-and-so's pictures on Facebook.
Right.
Nice. You know, I want to talk about shooting with you. So that's an awesome way, because they've already seen it and they know they want it. And then I'm part of a couple of other networking groups that, like a BNI group and a chamber, where it's our goal to help each other, you know, connect with other people and refer each other. And so, I get a lot from that. I get the occasional Google search, due to my lack of SEO knowledge I'm working on. Could probably be better, but I still surprisingly get stuff from that too. But most of it's referrals and some networking stuff.
Now, Valerie, are you a native of St. Pete?
No, but I am a native of Florida.
Okay.
So, I was a Air Force brat. My dad was in the service. And we settled in South Tampa when I was probably about 6 or 7.
Okay.
And I pretty much stayed Tampa, St. Pete until I settled in St. Pete, like 2003.
Got it.
So I've been here a while.
That's almost like being a native. I mean, all the conversations that we've had on Hustleberg, I think we've only had one or two natives from St. Pete. Apparently we are a fantastic magnet to attract business and entrepreneurs, and that's great.
Yeah.
But it does mean that I don't run into very many natives. It's kind of like when I was growing up in Atlanta, it was that way. You know, hardly anybody was actually from Atlanta.
Yeah.
And that's exactly the way that St. Pete feels to me. You'll meet a few.
I know a few now. I have a couple in my networking group. But it's like, oh, look, you actually live here too still.
Right.
But
Now, when you aren't working, what are some of your favorite things to do in and around town?
In and around town, going out to eat. There's so many great places to eat. So I love trying new places. I love kayaking and being on the water. We live on the water, so that's super convenient. Now that the weather's warming up, I'm hoping to do more of that. And my husband and I love to go dancing, although we don't do it nearly enough. So I'm hoping now that things are starting to open back up, maybe that's something we can put back on the schedule. So yeah, it's fun.
Now, what are some of your favorite local businesses that you like to support?
Well, I have a bunch of them that I like, people that I am in groups with, networking groups. I always try to utilize their services when possible. Like I said, as far as going out to eat, I frequent many places in and around town. Kawa Coffee is like my favorite coffee spot. Engine Number 9 for hamburgers. Cafe Cibo, absolute best margarita pizza in town, and their dipping sauces to die for. I have like my accountant is here, my business attorney is here, I have somebody that does HR that's here. I'm working now with Lorinda doing some design stuff. And so yeah, if I can tap into people I've met that offer service I need, I'm going to do that, obviously.
Now, you drop Lorinda's name. She's from Daisy & Co. She was an early 2021 episode, one of the first video episodes that we did. And she's actually the person that connected me with Valerie. You know, I like to share the connections that we have, especially the small business owner connections. And actually, that makes you a fourth degree connection now that we've circled it around. But I met Lorinda through Eric, who owned Pedal Pub St. Pete, who was an early 2020 Hustleberg guest. So it goes me to Lorinda to you and then back to me. So maybe we'll have somebody else that rounds that out and we can do a full 6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to refer you to people. Anyone you want to connect with, I'll do my best.
Awesome.
Even some like St. Pete natives.
Hey, I'm all for it. Like I said, I think we've only had one or two that have been guests on Hustleberg, and it's so surprising to me to see that. But the last thing that I want to ask before we end the episode is, where can people find out more about what you do, what you offer, and how can they connect with you? For those of you who are listening only, don't worry, you don't have to stop what you're doing to write this down. It'll all be available for you at beyondyoursidehustle.com/shootwithflourish, and you'll find out why in just a second when she gives us the URL. But where can people find out more about you, Valerie?
So I've got a few different versions of website. My main overall website is Shoot with Flourish, and that's with an O, FLOURISH.com. And then for strictly professional stuff, I have professionals.shootwithflourish.com, and high school seniors, I have seniors.shootwithflourish.com. So just kind of streamlines it a little bit for the people to find exactly what they're looking for. And then my Facebook and Instagram handles are at Shoot with Flourish. Go figure. And you can find me on LinkedIn at Valerie Vogel.
Perfect. Well, like I said, you guys don't have to worry about writing all that down. It will be in the show notes. If you're only listening or you're listening on the radio, make sure that you go to beyondyoursidehustle.com/shootwithflourish. All of these will be linked for you. The Facebook, the Instagram, the LinkedIn, and all of the URLs that she shared, the professional, the seniors, and the main website will be there for you. Valerie, thank you so much for taking the time today to share with the Hustleberg community how it is that you do business here in the Berg.
Thank you so much, Brett. I really do appreciate you having me on.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. Hustleberg is produced by Beyond Your Side Hustle, where we help you craft an awesome strategy for your business and build a community that supports you today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle and into the business they're dreaming of. If we provided you with something valuable with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds that will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses St. Pete has to offer and grow our community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner here and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available for you at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3 weeks. You can also find a link for it in the show notes. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend, Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to sharing with you how we do business in the Berg.